Yes, it should be that house up ahead. It looks a little run down, doesn't it? I wasn't expecting that. Well, that's supposed to be the home of a Zakashi Warashi. They're darling little spirits that bring good fortune to whatever household they're part of. In the yokai realm, they keep their homes immaculate. This doesn't seem right at all. Well, I suppose the only thing we can do is keep going. We need to get the Kanzen Jewel if we're going to prove your worth, and this is its last known location. The Kanzen Jewel should be the easiest of the sacred treasures to get back. This part of the yokai realm was under the rule of a dangerous group of yokai when the jewel was stolen, which is why the villagers didn't go after it. But things are peaceful now, so all we really need to do is negotiate with whoever has it. And, well, I'm wealthy enough to offer a generous sum, so that shouldn't be a problem. The door is wide open. Do you think it's abandoned? That would certainly explain the state of the house. I hope the jewel is still there. Maybe not so abandoned. Stay behind me, dear. It seems strange to say, but this sobbing sounds familiar. I swear, I can almost place who it belongs to. Oh no. Keep quiet. I know exactly who that is. Shiramoku. Well, she's a spirit. Kind of like me. Actually, a lot like me. We used to be close friends. We bonded over the fact that we were both single and desperate to find love. Well, no. No, I don't think our friendship is going to help here. You see, Shiromoku is... how do I put it? Do you remember what the doctor told you about spirits? How becoming a spirit can fracture your identity? Well, it hits some spirits harder than others. And it hit her really hard. We were close for a while, but eventually I decided that I'd rather stop moping and find myself a love. But she can't. She's mentally caught in a single moment. I think she was going to be married, but her groom never showed up to the wedding. She can't move on because she's forever trapped, feeling that fresh betrayal. I feel awful for her, but there's not much I can do. And the real complication here is how much she hates happy couples. Yeah, she gets extremely jealous. So the second she sees the two of us, she'll probably fly into a murderous rage. Let me think about this. It would be bad for us to be caught together, but it might be worse if we're apart. This is a trial to prove your worth, so it would look really bad if I retrieve the jewel on my own. And if she spots a mortal like you all alone, she might decide to marry you. No, it's not as fun as it sounds. She basically makes you a stand-in for the man who walked out on her so she can live out her revenge fantasy. She'll stage a whole wedding, and just before you say I do, she'll strangle you to death. Yeah, we should avoid that. Our best bet is to stay together so I can protect you. Let's see. Shiromoku probably doesn't care much about the jewel. Her broken heart is all she can think about. So the jewel is probably wherever the previous owner left it. And a Zakashi Warashi would probably put it somewhere where guests could admire it. Let's go this way. It should be right through this door. Yes, found it. Now we just need to... Dear, when did the crying stop?
Who dares invade my home?
Oh, Shiro, hi, it's me, Hachi.
Hachi? Oh, it's been ages. How have you... Who is that?
Oh, this is... Well, you just jumped at the same conclusion no matter what I said, so... I may as well be honest. We're together.
I should have guessed. That's why you came back after all this time. Just to rub your relationship in my face.
Shiro... That's not true at all. I just...
Do you think I'm stupid? I know you left because you wanted to move on. Why else would you be back, except to show off?
Well, we actually didn't know you'd be here, Shiro. We came here for the jewel.
Ah, so you're here to steal from me. How is that supposed to be better? I'll tear you limb from limb.
Oh, Shiro... It doesn't have to be this way. I know you don't even care about the jewel. I wouldn't be surprised if you even knew it was here. Just hand it over and we will get out of-
Wrong. I do care. I care that you want it. As long as you're strutting around with a lover, I'll never let you have it.
Shiro, I know you still care about me. The fact that you haven't attacked either of us is proof of that. I tried my best to help you. Can't you please help me?
Maybe. I won't give you the jewel, but I might trade it.
That's great. What do you... Oh, wait. Don't tell me.
I want your pet mortal. You've had your turn. And now it's mine.
You know that's not how it works. And I know you're going to kill them if I let you have them. That's not a fair deal at all.
Fair? What's not fair is me being left at the altar. I had a chance to be happy, but the love of my life took it from me. What? What's that supposed to mean, mortal?
Dear, it's brave of you to speak up, but I'm afraid that's... There's not much a human can do here. Please, let me...
No, I want to hear this. You said I don't need someone else to be happy? How stupid. Everyone needs to be loved. You're just saying that because you already have someone who loves you. It's like a rich man saying, money can't buy happiness. Ugh. Love? Myself? So stupid. How can I love myself? Nobody else does. Nobody has ever wanted to stay with me. I thought my fiancé loved me, but he abandoned me, and then... I thought I could try again with you, Hachi. I thought we were... But then you left too. Everyone leaves me.
Shiro. I never knew you felt that way. I thought... Oh, it all makes sense now. The reason you never wanted to find someone else.
I thought I had someone else.
Oh, you poor thing. I wish we could have talked about this. You never told me how you felt.
What does it matter? You don't care about me.
That's not true at all. I might not have romantic feelings for you, but I do love you, Shiro. You're one of my oldest friends. It broke me up inside to leave.
Lies! You didn't have to leave.
I needed to take care of myself. That's something I always wished you could do for yourself.
I take care of myself.
Shiro, your home is a mess, and you sit inside all day crying and fantasizing about revenge. That is not taking care of yourself.
Well, nobody ever showed me how. Do you mean that, mortal?
Both of us would love to help you, Shiro. Maybe that could be the trade instead?
Maybe. If I give you the jewel, will you promise to come back and help me?
We promise.
I guess I don't have anything to lose. But if you don't come back, I'll hunt you down.
Don't worry, Shiro. We'll be back. Well, that was interesting. To think that after all this time, Shiro had felt that way about me. Looking back, I wonder if I should have realized it all along. Well, no. I don't think I could have ever returned her feelings. It sounds funny to say, but I think we're too similar. We have the same weaknesses. Besides, I always pictured myself with a cute little mortal. But you know, dear, I really have underestimated you once again. This whole time I was only bringing you along because I thought you had to be here for the trials, but honestly, I don't think I could have done that alone. You changed the course of the whole conversation with just a few words, and possibly even her fate. That's not an easy feat against any yokai, especially spirits. We aren't as flexible as humans are. Even though Shiromoku wasn't as broken as I had thought, changing her mind like that, honestly, I think it's a miracle. I guess what I'm saying is, I'm really proud of you, dear. I always knew you were special, but You seem to become more and more special the longer I know you. Po, 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 po. Anyway, we've successfully retrieved the Kanzen jewel. We're very lucky that this one was so easy to obtain. Relatively speaking, of course. The jewel repels beings who hold ill intent. At least as long as it's regularly purified. It probably hasn't had a good purification in decades. Or else it could have protected us from Shiromuku. Let's get this back to the village. I'm hoping Gashadokuro will let us use it to help us with the rest.